Patriots owner Robert Kraft issues public apology. By Warner Todd Houston on March 24, 2019. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft released a statement Saturday apologizing for being charged in connection with a prostitution sting in Florida. "In deference to the judicial process, I have remained silent these past several weeks," Kraft said in his statement, according to NBC Sports. "To correct some of the misinformation surrounding this matter, my attorney made his first public comments on Friday night. I would like to use this opportunity to say something that I have wanted to say for 4 weeks. I am truly sorry. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my co-workers, our fans and many others who rightfully hold me to a higher standard," Kraft continued. The billionaire NFL owner was charged by prosecutors in Jupiter, Florida, at the end of February based on video evidence that Kraft frequented a massage parlor that police say doubled as a house of prostitution. Kraft was not a particular target of the investigation but only became one of the many indictments that were handed down as a result. The case involves up to 300 men, according to court records. Kraft's apology statement continued. "Throughout my life, I have always tried to do the right thing. The last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being. I have extraordinary respect for women. My morals and my soul were shaped by the most wonderful woman, the love of my life, who I was blessed to have as my partner for 50 years. As I move forward, I hope to continue to use the platform with which I have been blessed to help others and to try to make a difference. I expect to be judged not by my words, but by my actions. And through those actions, I hope to regain your confidence and respect." The six-time Super Bowl-winning NFL owner recently refused to accept a plea deal that included the prostitution charges being dropped in exchange for his admission of guilt and a statement that he would be convicted if prosecuted, as well as a fine. Kraft was not the only one charged in the case that refused the deal, however. Several lawyers noted that the offer was far tougher than deals offered for similar charges in other solicitation cases. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.